Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, we're taking live comments on Spaces on X. Hala was making some great points. I was jumping in because I'm just so excited about all this. It makes me physically sick to see Israel saying they're going to drive everybody out of the territory, totally take it. Just a few months ago, they said that was not the plan. This is the definition of genocide. And I said it from a position of not being anti-Israel or anti any group. This is historic. This is dangerous. And I see a major dialect going on, a dialectic. So finish your points and restate what you were saying as I was interrupting, and I'm sorry.
No, not at all. You are not. Like I said, I'm just going to reiterate what I said. Israel can continue to do this, will continue to do this, as long as countries like the U.S. and the U.K. and the Western world are standing by and allowing it to happen. So far, in over 75 years of this carnage against the Palestinians, not a single country has dared or even attempted to sanction Israel. They continue to weaponize it, they pay us lip service, and they allow Israel to do whatever it wants to do with impunity. And as long as that continues, the murder of Palestinians, the slaughter of Palestinians, the extermination of Palestinians will continue. I mean, if after 6 months and all the footage we've seen, all the dead bodies, the babies, the women, the children, has not told us yet, convinced us that there is a genocide and that something has to give, which means these countries, the Western world, has to really stand up for stand up to Israel and tell her enough is enough, then this will continue, and they are going to continue. As far as Israel is concerned, the less Palestinians, the better. It's as simple as that.
And they've said that. And to me, knowing my taxpayer money is used for this, I felt dirty watching it because I watched the footage up close. They're clearly young teenagers. They're acting like they're disabled. You can tell by how they're walking. They're looking for food. They're trying to go back to their houses. They're in southern Gaza, and they're just murdered by Skynet. I couldn't help but feel extreme empathy for them.
No, they have no empathy. I mean, look, you've probably seen a lot of the crassy TikTok videos that they've also posted, you know, of them being in people's homes, stealing, making fun of the clothes of women, the underwear of women. You know, it's all very crassy, and it's all done because they really don't give a toss. And they're giving the world, and they're giving the
world. That's what I'm saying, is they're like trying to act like villains. Why? I mean, if you're going to commit a genocide, why don't you keep it on the down low, you know?
Alex, they are villains. It's simple. They are villains. I mean, we should start calling them out for what they are. They're murderers, they're bullies, they're villains. There's nothing else to say about them. They're genociders, and they're exterminators.
Let me ask you this question then. Why did Israel stand down, and why did Biden give Hamas money? So there's a lot of back dealing with the Muslim leaders. That's going on too. So let's talk about it. It's easy to pick a side. I agree this is wrong, but something else is going on here. What do you think?
I mean, just because I'm saying that the U.S. and the U.K. and the Western world are not doing enough, that is not to say that the Arab world is doing anything. On the contrary, the blame is as much on them as it is on the Western world, because they really have the power to also pressure the U.S. and the Western world to do more, but they haven't been doing it because each is looking out for themselves. They really don't give a toss, basically. And that's the sad reality, that no one really in the Arab world, aside from the axis of resistance that's trying in whatever it can to help and support, no one else is doing anything. You have borders with Israel. You have countries bordering Israel that have not done a single thing aside from dropping some air, you know, some
Hala,
air.
I hear humanitarian. You. Please join us again. You're really a great speaker. We're going to break for 1 minute and join some stations, come right back to more speakers. But you kind of missed what I was saying. Israel's not stupid. They're being a villain out in the open now. Why did they stand down? What was Hamas's deal? Did they get double-crossed? Who ordered the Israeli stand down? I don't know that. This is a bigger issue, folks. This is being done for something big. I don't want to just say, oh, I care about Palestinians. I do. I'm trying to say, like, what's really going on here? Like, when you get the Knesset on TV saying, we're going to kill every Muslim, well, there's almost 2 billion of them, buddy. You ain't going to win that. Like, Israel is on a death march here, a countdown to destruction. And I don't want to get blown up in the midst of it. And I don't want them to die either.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, Jared Kushner said he wants that property for oceanfront condos, and they found hundreds of millions of dollars of oil and gas off the coast of Gaza, and you've got Lebanon with oil and gas. That's a big part of that. I was talking to Chase Kaiser, a really smart guy, and is one of our co-hosts here on all the shows, because somebody that fills in is not filling in. People got to go to court. They got to take care of kids. They got sick kids. They got to go on journalism trips. Chase Geiser is the host of the Alex Jones Show. He's the host of the War Over the Ocean Shore. He's the host of the American Journal, Eric Smith. So it's not like, you know, he's the second string. No, he's the guard dog. But Chase, you were making a good point about the resources grab here that's going on too.
Yeah, and it's so hard to describe this because all of these different issues that seem disconnected, not related to one another, are actually all related to one another. So I believe that most of the conflicts that we've been in as the United States over the course of the last 50 years, especially since we went off the gold standard, are about maintaining the status of the dollar as the global reserve currency. So a lot of times people will say, oh, we went to Iraq for the oil, and then the counter argument is, oh, we didn't take any of the oil, but it wasn't about taking the oil. It was about ensuring that oil be traded in U.S. dollars. So China has partnered with Russia, and they're trying to create this Belt and Road Initiative so they can subvert trade in the region and subvert the dollar as the global reserve currency. Now, a month before October 7th happened, Netanyahu announced the IMEC corridor, which goes from India through the port of Haifa in Israel. And in order to get international partnership around this new corridor, this competitor corridor to the Belt and Road Initiative, you have to have stability in Israel.
We're talking about quadrillions here.
We're talking about quadrillions. We're talking about protecting the very dollar. And the thing that's interesting about this is the United States is famously selective in the humanitarian crises that it cares about. So it doesn't care about Armenian Christians being slaughtered, but for some reason it cares about democracy in Ukraine. It's because we pick and choose the crises we care about based on what's conducive to our political agenda, our military-industrial complex agenda. So we know that we need this IMEC corridor in order to compete with China and keep the dollar as the global reserve currency. So we're willing to take interest in Israel, support Israel, catalyze this attack on October 7th as a pretext, similar to 9/11, to justify the genocide of an entire people who we feel cannot be reasoned with long term.
But then Israel founded Hamas. Not attacking Israel is a fact.
Yes.
I'd rather just have it all be palatial and beautiful, like when Trump went to Kim Jong-un and said, let's just build condos and golf courses. I mean, I want to go visit Haifa. I want to go visit Jerusalem. I want to go visit Egypt. I want to go visit Cairo. I want to go visit Germany. I just want freaking peace, man. I want to go to El Salvador now because it's safe and clean. I love brown people as long as I'm not getting my throat slit. And that's it. It's like this. But Israel obviously went with this. The leaders did to shut down their political opposition. So a lot of calculus goes into why this happened.
Absolutely. I think the weapons that we left behind in Afghanistan were intentionally left behind so Hamas would get their hands on them. There's no way that Israel didn't believe or know this attack was going to happen on the 50th year anniversary.
No, it turned out they knew a year before. Yes. Israel admits that, which is crazy. Israeli news admits it was a stand down and they knew a year before. The Israeli intelligence chief said we knew 1 year before, but they never said who ordered the stand down. So that shows internally they're using that for blackmail. So you have an Israeli civil war that is bled over into this. I think that's the key. Plus, there's a bunch of money about who gets control. And that's why I'm saying, folks, this isn't your pro-Palestinian, your pro-Jew. This is a lot more sophisticated.
Absolutely. This is the problem with Machiavellian leadership, utilitarianism as a philosophy. Our intelligence community believes that it's okay to kill 3,000 innocent people if it means saving 300,000 innocent people, right? And so they believe it's okay to genocide all the people in the Gaza Strip if it means that it's going to save the global reserve currency of the dollar, because if their dollar collapses, that means starvation and mass collapse worldwide. So they justify these evil genocides because they believe they're actually saving
lives. And meanwhile, the same globalists are cutting off the fertilizer.
Yes, and 60,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate.
Well, it's like Oppenheimer's a great movie and very historically accurate, because I've read a lot about it and studied it. They go, we need world government to stop nuclear war. But what happens when the world government wants nuclear war? You see, it's insane. It's a bunch of James Bond villains. Chase, who's up next? I'm gonna shut up now for the rest of the hour. We'll take a little bit of Jay Dyer's time, because he understands we do that sometimes. I want to get to a lot of people now. Who's up next on Spaces?
Let's hear from Tristan John. Tristan, go ahead and unmute yourself and speak whatever you have to say.
Hey, Alex and Chase, thanks for having me on. I just had one thing to say. I feel like America's been doing this for the last who knows how many years.
8 years.
You can go look at Ukraine, look at our border crisis like you mentioned earlier, Alex. Like, you posted that video. I mean, a bunch of people have posted that viral video. Well, what are we going to end up doing? Like, we're involved in too many things. We're not thinking about our own state right now. Like, it's insane for me. I'm representing the 4th District, Colorado right now, and it's just massively, I feel like it's overpressed. There's too many different things, angles going on. And, like, the thing with Trump, too, not to get off topic here real quick, I'm just going to speak real fast. Like, that bond, $450-some million, like, what is he going to do with that? Like, I feel like we're just getting oppressed. And back to Holla there, I feel like we're involved in too many things. I don't know why are we involved in this crap? Like, we are the ones putting this stuff up too. Like, we're giving all these different countries so much money, and that's our tax money. I don't understand, like, why are we paying taxes at this
point? Notice the bond is $450 million. Trump's war chest is $500 million. The Democrats now admit it's meant to take his war chest to pay this bond so he doesn't have money for the campaign. This is all strategic.
And then when he's getting campaign funding, everyone's hating on that as well. It's like he's taking money from outside. Well, what do you think everyone else does? I mean...
But he's held to a higher standard. Great points. Chase, up next.
Let's hear next from Truth Teller. Truth Teller, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Thanks, Chase. Thanks, Alex. Thanks for the show. To your question, yes, they've been committing genocide for 76-plus years. I mean, they've been expelling Palestinians since the 40s, 30s, even through the Zionist gangs. I mean, the official document is that over 750,000 Palestinians were expelled as of 48, 13,000 were killed then. Were 500 villages razed, so this isn't anything new. And you could say it started with Operation Dalat that David Ben-Gurion launched in early 48, which was even before the partition plan was imposed. They had plans to expropriate Palestinian land, which they're doing right now. So they've been imposing both illegal occupation and besiegement of Gaza for a long time, since, say, 2006 war. And, you know, they've been...
No, I agree with that, but what is the big picture? What is the dialectic? Why are they going to try to bring the Muslims here? Like, why would Israel be so openly genocidal and turn the whole world against them and say, we don't care? I'm asking, what's the dialectic?
Okay. I think it has more to do with the Messianic belief in the Greater Israel Project. There's over $500 billion worth of natural oil and gas that they want in Gaza, and they also want to build the David Ben-Gurion Canal, which would compete with the Suez Canal, which generates about $9 to $10 billion a year. It's good money. So they want to be more self-sufficient. That's been the plan since the 96 clean break strategy for clearing of the realm paper to make Israel.
And I think everybody's going to forget about this. I agree with you. They're not going to forget.
It's definitely a changing dynamic within the region. Of course, they're not going to forget. But, I mean, they're trying to accelerate the process of both clearing out the region. And they want to conquer more land. Don't get me wrong, Alex. They're not just after all of what was occupied Palestine. They want to take Lebanon. They want to take a piece of Syria, a piece of Iraq, a piece of Saudi Arabia, a piece of Turkey. They want to form a Greater Israel Project, ask for the Messianic belief, to build that third temple, and then wait for the Messiah to show up and basically salvage them. I think that's their ultimate plan. It'll take time to get there. But they've accelerated because these hardcore rabbis have put more pressure on Netanyahu and his cabinet to, you know, get this job done sooner. I mean, there's videos of them telling him, so, you know, what are you doing to speed up this process? Let's go.
And they're getting ready to kill the red. They're getting ready to kill. They're getting ready to kill the red heifer.
That's you, yeah. Again, that's just part of the process. There's many steps involved. First, they have to clear out the area, and they're also carrying out. Alex, I wrote a thread on this. They're carrying out excavations very close to where the Al-Aqsa Mosque is right now. There may be a sudden implosion one day, and they'll be like, "Oh, it must have been accidental," and then they will use that as a pretext to then build that third temple. Because there's no other
but
reason.
What about this? What about the West and the left allying with Islam and bringing the Muslims here? And they're building a big dock to bring the Palestinians here. Israel says these people are so deadly, we got to kill them all. They're going to bring them here. Again, that's one reason I'm really pissed off.
So I believe that's a dock that what they're building right now will serve a few purposes. One, it'll probably serve as a military base for the U.S., very convenient. They wanted one in that region. Two, it could be to expel Palestinians more conveniently because it's just a lot closer to be able to just deport them that way and then not have to kill them. I'm just not sure where they're going to take them. That hasn't been disclosed yet, but it's possible Cyprus, somewhere where they have a deal, but you know, we're not in the know. That's between them and their cabinets. But so, yeah.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure are stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. xtendovite.com. That's xtendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is how World War starts. This is the, look at that burning shopping mall. What the hell? Man, this is, they're trying to get Russia to over-respond. Chase, can you feel the danger?
Yeah. And the thing that comes to mind looking at all this is something Jordan Peterson said that I really admire and believe comes to mind all the time. Is you think it's scary what a strong man in leadership will do, just wait till you see what a weak man in leadership will do. And this is what the world looks like when somebody like Joe Biden is the president of the United States.
Yeah, let's do this. Let's fade up the audio fader and start with the burning building, start with the attack on the concert, start with it. Oh, they're downloading the videos right now. Download them right now. I'm going to play the audio. Oh, my God. This is 9/11 stuff, folks. I'm so glad that commenter got on, that speaker. Oh, my God. Folks, Russia's got nuclear submarines in the Gulf of Mexico, probably 20 of them. They got 30 in the Atlantic, at least 30 or 40 in the Pacific, with missiles aimed right at us. And you say, well, you're a Russian agent. You don't want to. And Sean Penn's like, nuclear war survival. I mean, I'm not a violent guy. I don't start fights. But when I see Sean Penn saying we should have a nuclear war, I want to slap him in the face. And then I see Israel probably leaked this footage, whoever's running it, to create all this anti-Israel crap, because then that'll get the Jews to even get more behind Israel. Can't you see it, folks? Can't you see it? I see all this anti-Semitic stuff. If we just didn't have Jews, we'd be fine. Bull crap. Every group has evil people. Evil comes in all colors. But Israel is in a key place in history for good and evil, and it's an inflection point. It is important. It is exceptionally evil and exceptionally good. And I say that from a place of truth, not to kiss Israel's ass and not to attack Israel. It's what I'm simply saying. Stop it. My God, anybody with a brain can see this is dangerous. I got family, man. We're so close to the nuclear war. I am so pissed right now. Print me all the articles. I know you're downloading the videos. Shopping mall blown up by armed troops. Looks like 100 of them in Moscow. Putin might hit forces in Ukraine with tactical nukes, or the globalists may do it and say he did it. They already caught Zelensky firing missiles into Poland. Get me Jack Posobiec. I'll probably take over the fourth hour if he can do it. I know Jay Dyer, guest host, understands and knows I take over. Call Jack Posobiec. He's so smart. I want his take on this now. I'll call him during the break, too. I want Jack Posobiec. I want him now. He's live on air for another 30 minutes, but I want him now. Good God. Wow. Chase Geiser, who's next here?
Let's go next to Louise. Louise, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say. Okay, it looks like he's not actually with us. Go to Haas. Haas, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say, sir.
First of all, Alex, I just say thank you very much for what you're doing, which is a live broadcast and a space at the same time. You have basically hit the magic thing for me, because I can watch you slightly out of sync, but it's amazing that you're able to do that. Thank you very much for doing that. As far as the commentary on Gaza, it is a total genocide, and I am totally and utterly grateful to you for coming up here and basically highlighting the situation for the Palestinian people and opening the eyes up of Americans who are unfortunately only listening to the mainstream media. And what you're doing and giving us the truth, because you're talking to people on the ground and people who are involved with this whole situation, people like Halla, for instance, who is a 6 times award-winning journalist. She's literally, like, she was embedded in Gaza, she was embedded in Iraq, and you're talking to people like that, and it's bringing a completely different view, and you're opening up the eyes of America with what you're doing. So for that's the reason I came up here.
Well, listen, I'm going to give you the floor here, but I want to say something. Don't thank me. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. We wouldn't be here without you, but I could tell that lady had gravitas. I knew who she was. We should contact her and have her maybe on tomorrow for an emergency Saturday show to talk about this. Please continue.
All I'll say to you is you won't be going wrong by having her on your show. She knows exactly what she's talking about. The only problem you've got, Alex, is she's a bit of a bully. She likes to bully me around all the time. Hopefully she won't be able to bully you around. But that's Haller. But she is, I'm just joking with you, but she's literally as good as it gets, mate. As good as it gets when it comes to southern Lebanon, that sphere.
So let me ask you, why would Israel take the goodwill it had and screw it and then brag on TV, we're going to murder everybody, committing and turn the world against them? What is the calculus there? Is it just pure chutzpah?
I'll tell you what it is, mate. They knew that what's going to happen on the 7th of October. They decided to murder their own citizens. They say for the Hannibal Doctrine, but I say it wasn't for the Hannibal Doctrine. I'll say it's because they needed to make it as high a number as possible to make the vengeance of what they're doing to Gaza and the people of Gaza acceptable. Hamas went in there to do one thing and one thing only, to capture hostages and take those hostages back to try and get their prisoners released. Other people left the Gaza, went there and may have committed things, but the Hamas organization are not into killing Jewish people. They're there to capture people and then use them to bargain, as they have done repeatedly in history. The body of an Israeli soldier was used to return thousands of people. Thousands. That's what they went there for. That is what Hamas does. But this number of 1,200 people that was killed, this is something they needed to allow them to do what they're doing right now.
Sure, and now Israel doesn't care about their own hostages. They don't care.
They killed three people coming towards them with a white flag. That's when they would have stopped. And I don't care about the fog of war and this, that, and the other. Anyone walking with a white flag and shouting at you in Hebrew, you're killing him? Okay, we know what you're trying to do. What they're trying to do is that if every 134 one of these hostages was murdered, that would make the righteousness of the cause of Benjamin Netanyahu 100 times better than
that's
it is
right now. That's a good point. They're trying to get the hostages killed.
100%. Because if they wanted to get their hostages out, you know what you do? You call for a ceasefire and you turn around and say, we're going to have a ceasefire, give our people back. And once they've got their people back, guess what? We'll go back to murdering you, killing you. No, they're using the death of these people to turn that into a currency that will allow them to get away with as much murder as they can. And Benjamin Netanyahu is sitting in his seat for one reason and one reason only, because he has kept this battle going. He's kept this war going. The day one of this, you know, the ceasefire is finished. He is out.
Oh, you're right. There was an Israeli civil war. That's the main motive right there.
He has to go, and he knows his days are numbered. There is nothing left for him to do other than try and prolong this as much as he can. And he's tried his best to get Lebanon into the battle. He's tried his best by bombing Damascus to get Damascus involved. He's tried to get America to attack Iran for him. He's trying to expand the sphere of this conflict.
So if you're right, we're about to see a major false flag in America to get us involved.
A million percent. I mean, I don't put anything beyond the stretch of what Israel is willing to do to bring America into conflict on its behalf and have American servicemen die on her behalf. That is just their nature. That's what they, at the end of the day, Iraq being destroyed was doing Israel a massive favor. The whole of this Iraq war and certainly other, all good and well for the oil fields to be, all good and well.
All right, thank you. All right, interesting points. We're going to come right back in a few minutes with more of the speakers. Stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that if you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3, on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm talking to Jack Posobiec, one of the best experts on geopolitics, the expert on Eastern Europe. He's naval intelligence, Polish background. And I'm telling you, he has the most dead-on analysis there is. He is live right now. He is off in 26 minutes. He just told me, yes, 3 p.m. East. Jay Dyer understands occasionally I'm going to take the fourth hour away from a guest host. We're hosting the fourth hour.
We're in an emergency situation. I am shifting out of the Israel discussion. Spaces, speakers can still talk about it. I'm not censoring you. But holy hell, a Moscow shopping center is on fire, reportedly hundreds of dead, men running around in Ukrainian uniforms, shooting and murdering people. It is absolutely off the chain insane. And again, we had Jack Posobiec on months ago and weeks ago saying they've hired this terrorism expert to head up the Ukrainian military. Now they're going to launch terror attacks inside Russia as a pretext to get Russia to jump off the chain and escalate the war with NATO. And he called it. He called it. He called it. You can go back to him 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago on. And I love our crew. They're great. They're busy running the live show. If I had four or five more people, we could have all this in live time. If people go on vacation, you know, Rob, who just turned 50, him and one of his younger sons went to go skiing. He deserves a week off. Rob could find this right now. But, I mean, it's one thing to have Jack Posobiec come on and say he predicted it. We have the damn clip. He said, in the next month for terror attacks inside Russia, probably on shopping malls and sports stadiums. They just did it. The Ukrainians said they would do it. You say, well, maybe Putin staged it. No, the Ukrainians said they would do it. But I don't speak Russian, contrary to popular belief. We're not being run by the Kremlin here. So this is insane level stuff. Let's do this. We got like six videos that we've gotten the audio for. They're in Russian. Start with the burning mega shopping mall in Moscow. People shooting people inside a music event. People killing men, women, and children inside the mall. And reportedly hundreds of dead, folks. You better pray to Jesus the Russians hold back. This is meant to get Putin to start nuking stuff. And you know, why would they do that? The globalists all got bunkers, folks. They want to depopulate us. They've got this big plan, just like in Dr. Strangelove, which was a movie based on real stuff when L.L. Emmonser and Curtis LeMay came to Eisenhower in 1961 before he left office. This is declassified in the 90s. People went, oh, God, Dr. Strangelove was about a real thing. That's why I've got Dr. Strangelove up today as the background. I kind of felt this was coming. We want to survive a nuclear war and then bring in a world government after it, which is something Bertrand Russell called for in the 50s. This is crazy. And we are tomorrow's news today. I have sat there and watched Jack Posobiec a year ago say they're going to put this EU leader, the deputy head of the EU, in over Poland, and he's going to call for war. They did it a year later. And then they're going to do this. And they did it. So when I sit here and talk about how great Jack Posobiec is, it's not to kiss his ass. I mean, I want to hear from him yesterday on this. And imagine how powerful it would be if I had the crew to have him a year ago, 6 months ago, 2 months ago, a month ago, literally saying massive terror attacks on civilian targets like shopping malls and other events. And they just did it. I don't want to be the only guy that's like, oh, God, he predicted this and that. The guy's so smart. Once you figure out the enemy plan, folks, you can all do it. I don't want to be territorializing this like I'm the big brain bug and I know all the... I want to stop this. I've got four children. We are so close to nuclear war right now. I am getting chills every second. I can barely do the show right now. I am so pissed off at Victoria Nuland right now. You found a clip of what? You just already found a clip in 2 minutes? Wow, the crew is over the top. In 2 minutes, they just found it. Rock stars. Here's a clip.
I'll tell you, it's going to be, on one hand, they will claim that is the stabilization of Ukraine. They say they're going to say we're going to stabilize the conflict. Look, Biden knows this thing's a loser. He doesn't want this thing going on all the way to 2024. Well, he's got an election coming up. He's going to claim to want stabilization. But we're going to see are more of these provocations going on in the backfield. You're going to see attacks potentially on Polish troops, Polish civilians. You're going to see attacks on Russian civilian infrastructure. Remember, they murdered a truck driver in cold blood to take out the Kerch Strait Bridge. That's exactly who these guys are. They're willing to take out civilians. They're willing to kill people who are just truck drivers or service workers to They're
willing to cut Europe's gas off.
They'll kill everyone. They don't care because you've got these people. And Alex, you and I said it so many times. Victoria Nuland, you have to understand her Trotskyite background to understand. Yes, she is a communist, but her family was kicked out of Russia, right? They lived right near Odessa. They were kicked out because her family side was the Trotskyite side that lost. This is why they are anti-Russia, because they want to control Russia. They believe it is their birthright. And who was over there in the midst of this massive crisis in Kiev, this massive crisis for Zelensky, who lands all of a sudden with her fresh baked cookies is Vicky Nuland.
To you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Okay, the crew did an amazing job in 2 minutes finding one of the weaker clips, which I couldn't do in 30 minutes, so I'm not bitching the crew. We had Jack Posobiec on months ago saying they are going to attack civilian targets, probably shopping malls. He said shopping malls, and he said some other stuff to piss Putin off, and it just happened. So we're going to go back to the spaces. We're still talking about the Palestinians being murdered, and it doesn't lessen them to say 80-plus million starved to death from lockdowns, new food lockdowns, World War III. It's all super important, okay? I just ask the question of why is this happening? Because the Ponzi scheme's over, folks. The new monetary system's coming in, and the globalists want to be positioned for that. So we got these videos with audio. Let's roll some of these videos. We're hosting the whole next hour, folks. We'll get to all the commenters. You're welcome to bring up Israel and the Palestinians and war crimes and all that. We're not censoring you. But right now, I am laser focused on the Moscow shopping mall on fire, blown up, with troops running around murdering everybody. This is big. Moscow concert hall shooting, at least 3 gunmen. We saw the video. All over the Daily Mail. Open fire on crowd as huge venue is engulfed in flames and deaths reported. It's all over the shopping mall. It's a giant Mall of America. Oh, no, it's hundreds dead, folks. You watch. Go ahead and roll some of the video. Yeah, for radio listeners, it's this giant shopping mall on fire. Men in what look like Ukrainian uniforms shooting people with shotguns. You think Russia's going to do something now? And the Ukrainians have been all over the news saying we're going to strike inside Russia. They have been with drones. They've had cross-border attacks. I can feel the danger, folks. My spider sense is never wrong. Right now I'm feeling extremely guilty that I did not leave 2 weeks ago with my family in the Southern Hemisphere. But I felt, I said, I feel like we crossed the Rubicon. Look at the shopping mall in flames for miles away. Massive terror attack. Can you imagine, probably 50 men to 100 men did that? Can you imagine the million Muslims in America, military-aged men? Can you imagine the 10 million in Europe, what they can do when they decide to go crazy? The Muslims in the Chechen War attacked.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Into believing that it is a human right.
And by the way, they're now saying at least 40 dead. I'm predicting hundreds dead. This is a massive...
Hundreds dead. And I think it's a really important time right now to replay the video that you played last week in regards to what a nuclear attack would look like on Russia, the NATO simulation that they proudly and broadcasted worldwide. They're not hiding this.
Liz, you're absolutely right.
They're not hiding this at all.
We have entered crazy town right now. What else do you want to add?
Well, I believe that Victoria Nuland is war shopping, and I believe that her exit from Ukraine is meaningless. I believe that it's just another attempt to start something of the same manner somewhere else in order to provoke Russia even further.
I totally agree. And, folks, we have a massive terror attack on Moscow right now.
I'm going to go off topic for 1 second. Princess Kate has just admitted she has cancer.
Good God.
Yep. That's what has happened. She put out a video stating that she has cancer and that she's at the beginning stages of treatment. And it was a very difficult time for her and her family to explain it to her children. And she wishes privacy.
Yeah, they may have already killed her. Who knows?
So we will grant her privacy.
All right. Thank you so much, Liz. Churchill doing a great job reaching tens of millions today. Chase, I am just, this is so horrible. I mean, we got Jack Masoba coming up. He predicted this. The other person, Bennett, she mentioned it. This is insane. Who's up next?
Alex, I want to ask you a question real quick before we go to the next speaker, if you don't mind. I was born in 1990, post-Cold War era. I never did any drills for potential nuclear bombs. Just for my sake and others who may be in a similar position to me as a younger member of the audience, can you break down what nuclear war looks like from a practical standpoint? What is this going to look like if there's a massive nuclear exchange in terms of what the planets look like?
Yeah, well, I grew up in Dallas, Texas, so the time I was about 8, they stopped doing it. But about once a month, they turn air raid sirens on, and they'd have flashing signs on the road saying, go to the local parking garage. And they had signs in parking garages and in courthouses saying nuclear fallout zone. So I only ran into it like twice when I was a kid. I was usually in school when it happened. But they would tell everybody go to these bunkers when this happened. So it was duck and cover. But that ended by about like 1981. And so, yeah, people that don't know, Russia has tens of thousands of nuclear weapons. So does the U.S. One of these big hydrogen bombs would blow New York City. One bomb would devastate Manhattan. Two or three would kill everybody. And so that's where we are. And people just don't get how serious it is. But even the atomic scientist group that's been doing this since the 60s says we're the closest to nuclear war we've ever been, Chase.
Wow. Well, thanks for breaking that down. All right, let's go to Lumi Casanova. You've been waiting patiently. Go ahead and unmute yourself.
Yeah, so thank you for having me on, and I'm going to discuss quickly how this has similes to the Moscow massacre bombing in 1999, just 2 months before Putin comes to power. So maybe there is like some sort of like echoing of the past coming back, because it was a...
Sure, so you're saying Putin may have false flagged himself. That could be a possibility, but why would Ukraine say we're going to launch terror attacks on civilian targets over and over again in the last 3 months?
I know. You know what? It's such a confusing time. And then, not being funny, considering how much bloodletting there's going around the world right now, there is a reason why there is so much bloodletting going on. Then I want to bring it back to Gaza real quick. Just so you know, the biggest skin bank in the world is in Israel. And they have a very small population. There has been rumors of organ harvesting and various other things. And sorry, Jay, if you could mute your mic. And various other things. And it's... absolutely horrendous. If that is true, not only are they killing the people, but they're using every part of them, which I think is just absolutely horrendous. But I don't say anything bad about the people. It's just the people who are running the situation there. It seems like they just want blood.
No, you're right. War zones allow money laundering, organ harvesting, sex trafficking, lawlessness. That's not an opinion. That is a fact that goes on. Great points. So what do you make of a Moscow major shopping mall on fire? I predict hundreds dead from what I saw in the footage. They're now saying 40 dead, numbers climbing as we speak.
Well, it looks like the classic style of Gladio. I'm looking at the footage as well.
Okay, so this is Jay Dyer. We just brought Jay Dyer on. Jay Dyer was supposed to host the next hour. He'll be co-hosting with us. Jay understands the emergency. Really smart expert on the Illuminati. Piercing understanding. Jay, at a first look, what do you think is going down right now?
Yeah, the reports are multiple gunmen and military-style fatigues at a concert hall. The whole thing's now engulfed in flames. Again, if you go into the history of Gladio, which was what the OSS and CIA eventually
set up. Which is what Jack Posobiec predicted the last few months.
Yep. Yeah, and I've been lecturing on Gladio as well for the last 2 months. On your fourth hour, many fourth hours, we covered this. This is the strategy of tension that they came up with to, quote, protect the sphere of Europe from a so-called Soviet invasion. However, there wasn't really a real threat of a Soviet invasion. What we find out is that people like Henry Kissinger were actually running Gladio and controlling entire countries like Italy through this top-down structure, using black ops teams, using recruits from fascist P2 lodges.
With Steve Pachinik.
And what we find out is that this whole, it was all throughout Europe, and some of the strategies included, one of the examples that came out was the Bologna bombing, which was very reminiscent of the types of things that we're seeing now. To me, this looks like, but they even talk about mass shootings at
public theaters and venues. So this looks like classic Gladio operation. You can read the Paul Williams.
And by the way, that's also an operation Northwoods to attack theaters.
Correct. Yeah, theaters, public venues are typical in these kinds of false flag operations, strategy of tensions. We don't know, obviously, what's going on here, if this is that, but it looks exactly like that classic pattern of Gladio.
Why would Jay Dyer, and some other speakers are open, so the audio's level, shut them off, please. Why would Ukraine telegraph the last 3 months they're going to launch terror attacks in Russia against civilian targets? Why would they telegraph it? Because they think the public's stupid, a threat to Russia, then still do it? I mean, what do you think's behind this, Jadar?
Yeah, I don't think they're worried about the public figuring things out. The public's already figured stuff out. So they're kind of in a zero-sum game. They have to do what they have to do situation. We know they're losing the war. So they're kind of forced into, I think, these types of operations. And, in fact, the very Gladio strategists that I mentioned, the same networks and teams were also set up in the Ukraine via the old Galen network. So we're talking about old, literally, Nazi networks. You talked about this with...
Yeah, Reinhard Galen networks, for those that don't know.
Exactly.
Stay behind networks taken over by the Pentagon after World War II. So you're absolutely right. This is their war game. It's their strategy. It's their blueprint. They don't have any other war game but this.
Yeah, and they've been utilizing terror in the past, right? So terror has... got rid of Alexander Dugin's daughter in this same type of... I guess you could say Gladio-style assassination. They've engaged in these operations in the past, so it's well known that this is the strategy typically.
So, Jay, what do you think Russia's response is going to be? I think Putin is smart. I think he's not going to respond openly to this. Will he take the bait?
I think Russia typically, as you know, as we see since the 2014 Maidan coup and the years of provocation on the part of the West, what Russia typically does is try to de-escalate and try to calm things down. I don't think they want a massive global war, but if they're pushed, they will have to respond. I think that's why they responded in the last couple years of the special military operation.
I agree. Stay there, Jadar. Stay there, Jadar. We're going to go to break. Jay, how do people find you? Don't hang up. We're going to have you during the next hour. We'll punch him up on video with Jack Posobiec. And we also got Scott Bennett coming on. How do people find you?
Yeah, you can find me here on X. You can find me on YouTube under my name. You can find me on Rockfin under Jay Dyer as well.
All right. I've not done one plug in 2 hours. I'm my own worst enemy. If I plugged every 30 minutes, we'd have enough money. I'm the enemy. I need you to go now to InfoWarsStore.com. To get incredible products that enrich you and your family, like Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, like Turbo Force, like X3 back in stock, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. And I need you to go to DrJonesNaturals.com, my dad's website, all the Nano Silver products, the Super Blue Nano Silver Toothpaste, the Immune Gargle, the Balloon Gel, all the great supplements. That's a great sponsor keeping us on air. Go now to DrJonesNaturals.com. And get the products at drjonesnaturals.com. Wow, what a time to be alive. But please go to drjonesnaturals.com. The Rocket Rest, the Kava Chill, all of it's there at drjonesnaturals.com. 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 All right, thank you all for your support. My God, we are in the New World Order now, baby. Woo! What a time to be alive. Massive 9/11 in Moscow.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.